Cruciferous plus. The cruciferous plus obviously is another area of the phytonutrients that we want to talk about. And of course, we have the full portion, full optimal portion of the foods that you get them from. For example, the radish, horseradish, you're supposed to get 4-ounce portion of any one of these once a day. In the U.S., they did a survey and they found that the average American eats equivalent to one portion a week. So there's a serious deficiency here in the cruciferous compounds. I do find it hard to eat 4 ounces of horseradish myself. And so I can see why. What we have done is we've gone to the trouble of gathering up all these food sources and given a full spectrum of the cruciferous compounds equal to the potency of one portion a day according to the dietitians. It only takes one cruciferous plus tablet to give you the full value of the perfect meal and the full value of what the scientific studies are based upon for the results of these. And we are the only company that has done the bioavailability studies to prove that we deliver that amount to your bloodstream. No one else has done this with their products. This is quite unique. As you maybe know or should know, we're dealing with the prevention of cancer in the five areas that hormonally mediated cancers occur. The two most dreaded cancers are breast cancer and prostate cancer. There are three other areas where the cancers are hormonally mediated, which is colon, vaginal, and lung. These five areas, the cancers that develop there are developed there by hormonally mediated causes, mostly bad estrogen. Now, good estrogen in you is good for you. It's growth, it's strength, it's fertility, it's on and on for values. But when you convert good estrogen to bad estrogen is where the problem comes from. And the problem is that from pesticides, algicides, fungicides that are steroidal-based in your food chain, as well as other chemicals, and you start to find that you convert a good estrogen to a bad estrogen, and then you got a problem. In the process, I want to work with the way that this two-phase enzyme works in your system. First, from the cruciferous compounds, you block the conversion of good estrogen converted to bad estrogen. That is very, very important to stop the process in the first place. Secondarily, these enzymes energized by the cruciferous compounds will go and find bad estrogen and eat them and destroy them and take them out of your system. There was a study done by one doctor who had several ladies volunteer for their blood work to be taken and count their marker for their bad estrogen, set them all down to a whole head of cabbage. That's a lot of cabbage to eat. And after they ate one whole head of cabbage, then the next day, 24 hours later, another blood work was drawn and the bad estrogen had decreased 50%. That is major, major decrease right there. Now, the next area that it works with is the receptor site where good estrogen, when it's turned to bad estrogen, where the bad estrogen will hook onto the cell in these areas. In these areas, there's one certain receptor site on each cell. It's like the key to a lock. The lock won't open until you have the right exact key. The bad estrogen has to hook onto the certain exact receptor site. And then if it has hooked onto this receptor site, that cell is doomed. It's going to be a tumor. If the macrophages don't eat it, it's going to be a cancer, and it's going to be a problem. You'll have to face it someday. Once that receptor site has been connected to with the bad estrogen, you got a problem. And maybe several years, you've got a problem. Well, what they have now found is two exciting things because of cruciferous compounds. They have never had a breast tissue that's gone to carcinoma level ever return back to mammary tissue. It's always had to be eradicated by surgery or killed or trouble. They now have some studies showing that when you consume the right amount of the right cruciferous compounds, mammary tissue that's gone to carcinoma stage has reversed and come back into mammary tissue with no carcinomas. Wow. This is extremely important for you to take your cruciferous plus a day. The second thing is that where do the cruciferous compounds hook onto the cells? The cruciferous compounds hook onto the exact same receptor site as bad estrogen does. If you'll take your one a day for 30 days and build up your saturation to your body. Now, I can't wait 30 days. When I get a new product, I take 6 or 12 a day, and I get my saturation right now. Who wants to wait 30 days? You don't want to be exposed for 30 days, do you? But if you just take your one a day on a regular basis, 30 days later, you are saturated. Maintain that. You're protected. If you have all those receptor sites already taken by a cruciferous compound, then when you make some bad estrogen from being exposed to certain steroidal killers in the food chain or whatever, and you make some bad estrogen, when that bad estrogen floats down to its favorite area to make cancer in its favorite area, and it gets ready to do its bad job, and it finds a cell and says, my receptor site's taken by a cruciferous compound. Then it goes down to the next site and says, oh man, this receptor site is taken by a cruciferous compound too. And it has to, after it ages in about a week or two, it melts down into lysis, self-meltdown, dissolves out of your system, harmless, no problem at all, because it couldn't find a receptor site to connect to. You must have your receptor sites filled with cruciferous compounds for this protection, and one a day accomplishes this fact. Isn't this fantastic? Absolutely fantastic. You can start to see that in GNLD, we have in the 3-2-1 program, three carotenoids, two flavonoids, one cruciferous, the best antioxidant program in the whole wide world. You need it. We're the only company that's got it. Aren't you proud of GNLD?